federal charges. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville police officers in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said charges include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction. Officers Joshua James and Kyle Meany, along with Detective Kyle Goodlett, are accused of writing up a false warrant as part of a drug trafficking investigation.
The affidavit falsely claimed that officers had verified that the target of the alleged drug trafficking operation had received packages at Ms. Taylor's address. In fact, defendants Janes and Goodlett knew that was not true.
He says when other officers, along with Brett Hankison, went into Taylor's apartment, the man inside with Taylor, who was in lawful possession of a gun, opened fire. Officers then fired back, killing Breonna.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Hankison is charged with unconstitutional use of force. Four people critically hurt after a lightning strike in Lafayette Park, directly across from the White House.
Two adult males and two adult females. All four were suffering critical life-threatening injuries.
D.C. Fire and EMS spokesman Vito Maggiolo. A portion of the park remains closed with emergency crews on scene. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby again saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was operating within U.S. policy when she visited Taiwan earlier this week, and said President Biden relayed that message to the leader of China.
We will not seek, nor do we want, a crisis. At the same time, we will not be deterred from operating in the seas and the skies of the Western Pacific, consistent with international law, as we have for decades.
China has been conducting military drills near Taiwan since the visit. Kevin Spacey ordered to pay the makers of House of Cards nearly $31 million due to losses brought on by his 2017 firing over allegations of sexual harassment. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended State Attorney Andrew Warren, claiming he didn't uphold the law.
Tampa area prosecutor Andrew Warren has been under fire for refusing to try people accused of violent offenses and for stating publicly he wouldn't comply with Florida's 15-week abortion ban. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis is suspending him from office.
We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced and that no individual prosecutor puts himself above the law. And I can tell you the states and the localities that have allowed this to happen, they are rueing the day.
Warren was elected prosecutor in Tampa in 2020. He's been openly critical of DeSantis, pushing to increase penalties for violent offenses. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A lawsuit filed over a credit agency's coding mistake that miscalculated credit scores.
Nydia Jenkins of Florida is taking Equifax to court. She claims she was denied a car loan due to a 130-point mistake in her credit report that she says is part of a larger group of credit score errors that the ratings agency committed this past spring. The Jacksonville woman's part of a class action lawsuit filed in federal court in Atlanta on behalf of her and potentially millions of others who applied for credit at about the same time. This error, Jenkins says, forced her to accept a less favorable loan that cost her $150 more per month. The lawsuit states these errors violated federal law that governs credit reporting agencies.
Fox's Karen McHugh. Equifax says an analysis concluded there was no shift in a majority of credit scores despite any coding errors. More than 700 Amazon warehouse workers in England staged a protest today in a dispute over pay. The union says employees at the facility east of London stopped work after Amazon offered to raise salaries by 42 cents an hour. The union says workers want a higher raise to better match the demands of their job and cope with soaring inflation. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.